Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. This is the day that the Lord has made, as we always say, and we shall rejoice and shall be glad in it. You know, God has blessed us to be able to rise this morning. And today we're going to give God what's due to him, that is the glory, the honor, and the praise, because all of the glory, all of the honor belongs to him.
Thank you for your love. You live for I need to take a praise break. Okay, I'm back. Because Jesus, you sustain me. And you keep making ways for me. And you know what else? You keep looking out for me. Opening doors I don't see. Helping me love even my enemies. Because they were gone. You counted me out. But y'all, they don't understand. That's your God. And you give the increase. So I'm going to praise you in advance. Because you promised that you'd bless me. Come on. Like no other. Like a new other. Like no other, Jesus. I can sing this song all night. Like no other. It's crazy, Daniel.
Yes, like no other. You know, one thing I love about God is he is, first of all, he's worthy to be praised. And I love about God is because he is a God of compassion. He's a God of love. And whatever you need from him, all he says to you, it is according to your faith, so be it unto you. You know, your faith will produce your harvest. Whatever you believe in God for, you know, there are many promises in the Bible that God has promised us. And we know without one shadow of a doubt that God always deliver on what he says. Now, here goes my scripture I love quoting so many times. In Numbers 23:19, for God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he may repent, for have he said it. Will he not do it? If he's spoken it, will he not make it good? Anytime God says something, the Bible says his word will never turn back void, but it will always accomplish what it's sent out to do. So God is like no other. And when you are going through, you know without one shadow of a doubt that he promised you that he will never leave you nor forsake you. That tells you he's not like anybody else. Thank God for that song this afternoon. Well, let me just welcome you again to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And I pray today that you are having a great day. You know, sometimes people wake up and they have bad days. Well, every day should be a good day. You say, what do you mean every day should be a good day? As long as God is sitting on the throne. See, as long as God is sitting on the throne, you already know how the end result is going to be. You got the victory. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. He sits on the throne. And the good thing about it, him being on the throne, he's not asleep. He's not slumbering, nor he's sleeping. The Bible says in Isaiah, he said, my arms are not short that I can't save you. In other words, God said, I can reach you where you're at. Whatever you're going through, whatever the state is affecting the way you live, whatever, you know, is on your mind today, God can reach from the throne room of God to wherever you're at right now and bring change to the situation. Just let him in. I often tell people, if you want God to move for you, there's something that you got to do. You got to open up your heart and invite God in to the situation. Because the good thing about it, when God comes on the scene, miracles happen. God can't come on the scene and nothing don't happen. Hey, glory. When he comes, he's coming for purpose. God don't show up for no purpose. He always show up to do something. No wonder that song say, like no other. He's a great God, full of compassion. And he has the answer to heal your deepest hurts, whatever your deepest hurts are. He has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. So I want to encourage you today. And don't forget now at 12:30, we will go into our inspirational message, which we do every day at 8:30. Also, don't forget now that every day, Monday through Friday, you can hear Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. That's at 12 noon, and also Saturday at 10 a.m. in the morning, and Sundays at 8 a.m. in the morning. On Saturday, we will be playing down home country songs, music, and also on Sunday, praise and worship. We will be playing right here on this station. I'm excited because, you know, every time I come on the radio, I want you to know that I'm coming live from the studio, so the spoken word radio station. And, you know, it is a blessing every time you come on the radio. Let me just give you a quick testimony. You know, I was on my other radio station. As a matter of fact, you can hear me on my other radio station that I come on every first and third Sunday. Every first and third Sunday, that's at 1:30 in the afternoon, and then fifth Sundays at 7:30 a.m. in the morning. And, of course, if you want to hear me on that station, you have to go to cborangebird.com. That's cborangebird.com. Click on Old School 1029, and you'll hear me right there on every first and third Sunday at 1:30 and 7:30 in the morning on the fifth Sunday. Well, I was talking last week on the air on Old School 1029, and before I got on, I asked God to bless me to win somebody to Jesus, to be able to have somebody that would get there, start having a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And the last caller that called me on the phone for prayer, she said, "I'm calling because I want to give my life to the Lord Jesus Christ." And boy, I tell you, that made me feel so good. Well, let me tell you, this is what we're here for. We are on this radio station coming live to win the lost to Jesus. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we want to be able to tell you how you can have a relationship with him. See, God desires to have a relationship with us. Yes, he wants to have a relationship with us. And I often say a real relationship. You know, some people get a relationship, but their relationship ain't real. It's just like that plant. You can get one is artificial and one that is real. You put the real next to the artificial and stand back, they both look the same and they both look real. But when you get up close and touch it, you realize that the plant is artificial. And sometimes we go to church, but we never had a relationship. Our relationship is artificial. Somebody said, "How can you tell somebody their relationship is artificial?" Well, that's just like dating a woman or dating a man. Nobody want to have a half relationship. Everybody want to have a real relationship. Ask any woman. I want a real relationship. I don't want something that ain't real. I want something that is real. Well, that's what God wants. He wants a real relationship with you. So when you have a real relationship, it's like 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, "If any man be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." When I have a real relationship with him, I do like the Apostle Paul said in Galatians 5. You know, he said, "If you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh." You know, every day you work on your relationship with him. And as you work on your relationship with him, you make sure every day that your calling is an election sure. Thank God you go to church, but it's more than just going to church. When I'm going to sit in the building, you know, we go to people's houses, visit. I'm pretty sure everybody that listened to me been to somebody's house since they've been born. And when you go there, if you're not related to them, you know, man, you kind of, you know, you don't do like a person that is related to the individual. You know, I come to the house, but when I'm related to that person, I have a little more freedom, you know what I mean? And God says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. God give you freedom. And not only does he give you freedom, but your relationship is not just on Sunday morning. You know, some people, you know, the only time they think about God is on Sunday morning. Now, when you have a real relationship, your relationship is Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Jesus Christ died on the cross and shed his blood. And guess what Jesus says in the scripture? He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open up, I will come in and sup with him. God want to have fellowship. That's what that is, fellowship with you. You and God having fellowship, having a relationship. Somebody said, I never knew you can have a relationship. Well, I'm here to tell you that you can have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And he want to come in and sup with you. He want to dine with you. He wants you to get to know him and have a real relationship with him. Let me just say, if you ever desire prayer, you need someone to pray for you, you can always call Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio prayer line. The telephone number is 803-317-4457. That's our prayer line number, 803-317-4457. We are here to pray for you and believe God for your miracle. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, and if you don't have a relationship with him, we are here to pray for you. You can call us once this show is over at 803-317-4457. Pastor Kenneth Morgan's ministry is ready to pray for you, and I will be on that phone ready to pray for you and introduce you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, if you have a testimony, you can always call us here at the radio station. That number here at the radio station, where you can come live and tell people your testimony. The Bible says you overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. Call in. You only get 1 minute to tell your testimony. That number station is 516-666-9901. And we'll open up that line a little later for you to give your testimony and tell others, you know, it's good to tell other folks what God has done for you. You know, sometimes people think God don't do nothing. But when you tell them that you was down and out and God made a way for you, it makes somebody else say, my God, if God can do it for them, maybe I need to do the same thing. Yeah, meet the condition in which that person did. You know, God has a condition to everything. And what you need to do is go ahead and do what God tells you to do and follow the steps. And it's a simple step. You know what the simple step is? Trust and believe God. That's it. Take God at his word. All right. Thank God. I'll be back to minister the inspirational message just in a few minutes.
I've got a new song for all of the praisers. Are you ready? People of every nation, every color and creed, from ocean to ocean, let's join together as one great church with one great praise to our great and mighty God. Here we go.
Glory and honor, dominion.
Now and forever.
Now and forever.
Forever with power.
Greater than all.
listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Yes, God, great God. I tell you, God is a great God. And today sounds more like a celebration. Well, today is Friday. Thank God for Friday. And not only thank God for Friday, but thank God that God has allowed us to give him praise one more time. And you know, I love that song, God, Great God. Kurt Carr, God is worthy to be praised. Well, it's time for our inspirational message. And let me just go into that. You know, many people are facing so many things in our time. People are always going to go through. In Psalms 23 and 4, it tells us, even though I walk through the darkest valleys, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Darkest valleys could be your job that you lost. Darkest valleys could be a relationship, a sickness. Dark valleys can be many problems that you're facing, even death of a loved one. Sometimes we face dark valleys. When it's dark, sometimes it seems like you can't see your way. You ever been to a place in your life where you just, it just seems like you can't see your way coming out of that thing because you're walking through dark valleys? Sometimes you don't even know how you're going to get out of it. But I got some good news for you. Hey, glory. Now, when I say, hey, glory, that means I'm just getting excited. The good news that if you're going through dark valleys and can't see your way out of that dark valley, just remember these words. Now unto him that is able. Let me stop right there. Now deals with the present time. Whatever you're going through now, whatever time it is now, whatever the circumstances, the state that's affecting the way you live. Now unto him, the very present time, now. Scripture says, now unto him, whatever the present time, unto him. Who is that him? I am that I am, the one that Moses asked, who shall I say sent me? Moses heard God said to him, tell him I am that I am. Now unto him that is able. Now when you talk about him being able, meaning that he can do something that somebody else might have tried doing and failed at it. Yeah, and a lot of times we fail at trying to do things on our own. Somebody say, I can do this thing all by myself. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, there's some things you can't do by yourself. As a matter of fact, there's some things I wouldn't even want to do by myself. I'm like Moses. Lord, I need your presence to go with me. You got to have the presence of God to go with you because the Spirit of the living God makes it more easy. Yes, the Spirit of the living God. Moses said, I ain't going nowhere unless your presence go with me. So if you're going to walk through those dark valleys, you need the Spirit of the Lord Jesus. You need the Holy Spirit, the Paracletus, the one that walks beside you in the time of trouble. And one good thing about that, about the Holy Spirit, His job is to bring comfort to those that are going through. And sometimes when you're walking through dark valleys, you feel like you're in the dark all by yourself. I don't know if you ever felt that way. Feel like you've been walking in the dark. That's how it feels when you're going through dark valleys of feel like long nights. Seem like nothing seems to seem. It seems like you ain't coming out of that dark valley. So when I say I've been going through this problem for years, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of suffering. I'm tired of dealing with this pain. I'm tired. I got my hands thrown up, and I'm just saying, forget it all. But now unto him that is able, God is able. One that is able can do something that's maybe somebody else been trying to do like yourself. I can fix my problem, somebody say, all by myself. Well, you've been trying, you didn't come out of it yet. That's why you go to now unto him that is evil, hey, glory, and take your hands off of it because you're not able to bring yourself out of it. So that's why he said, now unto him, Lord Jesus Christ, now unto the Lord Jesus Christ that is able to do. Now he's not just able and willing to do something. He's willing to do something for you. That's some action. That one is trying to not only can fix the thing, but he can do what you're asking him to do. Now here go the thing. If you're going to ask him to do it, then he asks something of you. And if you heard some of the inspirational message you heard me say, and about the book of James, the Bible says when a man prays, he got to pray in faith. Can't pray in doubt. Well, I know, I hope he's going to do it. No, ain't no hope. He's going to do it. Well, you know, I've been praying, but it don't seem like nothing happened. No, that's called doubt. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you heard me talk about them yesterday. They said, if God don't deliver us, we still know he's able, but we ain't going to serve your God, King. They knew that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego knew the one that was now unto him that is able. They knew him that is able. That's why they had a confident attitude. They wasn't nervous, nor they was they frightened. They knew that he going to come through for them. You got to know through faith that God is going to do it. You know why? You know how you can know through faith that God's going to do it for you? It's because God never goes against his word. If he says something, he always performs what he says. Not everything you pray for, you ain't going to get. Because everything has to be according to God's will. And then some things we're not ready for. You know, sometimes we want stuff that you don't even know what you're asking for yourself. You want it, but you're not ready for it. God gives to one's ability. Your kids say, hey, mom, dad, can you buy me a car? And you say, no, I can't give it to you right now. You ain't ready for it. That doesn't mean you don't appreciate them. That doesn't mean you don't love them. That means they're not ready for what you're about to give them. They're not mature yet to receive it. So you got to, some things, you know, God want to give you, you have to be mature enough to be able to handle. The Bible says he gives to one's ability. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly far above that your mind can conceive. You might have asked God for a 3-bedroom house, and God goes beyond and give you something better than the 3-bedroom. When I only asked for a 3-bedroom, Well, sometimes God give you even more because he can go beyond what you even asking for. Even he goes beyond what you even think. You can't think bigger than what God thinks. Hey, glory. God's thoughts is higher than yours. And one thing I do believe, God always give us the best. Sometimes people ask for things and they ain't ready for what God want to give them. No wonder the Bible says, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait on him. Don't get in a hurry. So God is able to bring you out of dark valleys. You know, sometimes in life, the process is very painful and hard. But don't forget this. Don't forget this. Please don't forget this. That when God is silent, he is doing something for you. I want you to always remember that. When things in life seem very hard, sometimes the process is very painful and hard. But when God, when you're praying and asking God for something and it doesn't seem like he's answering and it doesn't seem like he's giving it to you, seem like God is silent, you get to remember these words. He is doing something for you. You got to remember it. Oh, it's hard to remember when you're going through dark valleys because all you can see is what's in the dark. And guess what that is? Nothing. Very few people can see in the dark. When you're going through dark valleys of your financial problems, dark valleys of relationships and sickness and disease and pain and death and all kinds of situations, the dark valleys you can't see. It's hard to see in the dark. Take God to allow you to see through the eyes of faith when you're walking in dark valleys. So sometimes in life, the process is very painful and hard. Oh, yes, it is. It get hard. But you got to keep in mind, the best is yet to come. Always remember that your very present situation is not your final destination. I got to read that again. Remember that your present situation is not your final destination. You know why? The best is yet to come. Whatever you do, don't quit. Keep holding on. Keep having faith in God's ability. You got to have faith in God's ability. Your present situation, sometimes you think that that's how it is because you're going through dark valleys. But your present situation is not your final destination. Now, God has something greater in store than all that pain and suffering, all the relationship problems and feel that you can't get the right person, all the stuff of sickness and disease and going back and forth to the doctor, taking pills and watching somebody that's sick and you're feeling down and discouraged. You're going through dark valleys. That present situation is not your final destination. God has a plan for you. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plan that I have for you, declare the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you and give you peace and a future. Your days are brighter. Can't see it because I'm walking in the dark valleys. When nothing else in life makes sense, God does. He is our peace, comfort, hope, and future. And we can fully rely on him. Keep holding on. Whatever you do, hold on. Listen to Romans chapter 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. There is hope. Don't you ever forget it. There is hope. I know when you walk through dark valleys, you can't see hope. You know why you can't see hope? Dark. That's why we get light. And guess who's the light? Jesus is the light of the world. Hey, glory. And when the light shines in dark places, it shows you the path of how you can get out. And I want to encourage you that God is sending the light over all the dark valleys of your life. And he's saying, do you want to come out? Here is the way. And he shines that light on that path to bring you out of dark valleys. Well, I pray that what I've said has been a blessing to you. And I pray that every time we minister the word and on the messages, inspirational message, you can count on every message will be an inspirational message coming from yours truly, Pastor Kenneth Morgan. And I pray that when you listen to these messages, that it would inspire you, encourage you, and cause you to come out of dark valleys. God loves you and he cares for you. The best is yet to come. I want to dedicate this song to you. Victory belongs to Jesus. And then I want to come back and pray for you. Yes, victory belongs to Jesus. Well, let me pray. Father, I thank you right now for the inspirational message in which we have given to those that was listening. I pray in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. God, let them know that when they go through dark valleys, when they feel like they can't see their way out, let them know that you are the light of the world that shines a light in dark places and say, this is the way to come out. God, I pray, God, that you touch and minister to those that are listening to me, God. Every person that's been going through, I pray that you touch them and minister to them. God, we stand on the word that tells us by whose stripes they are healed. We believe and we receive healing right now in the name of Jesus. We believe, according to the word of God, that you said, my God shall supply all of our needs according to thy riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We believe, we receive, God. God, I thank you right now for the word, God, that says it will never turn back void, but it accomplished what it sent out to do. Every person that is asking and believing you for prayer, I pray that you touch and minister to them. God, I pray whatever the thing that they're going through, God, I pray that you would bring them out. For many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, he delivered them out of every one of them. Father, I thank you for delivering them out of every one of those dark valleys. God, bring them out and let them know that victory belongs to the people of God, because you already gave us the victory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over, bud.
Today's a new day, but tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain,
that Holy Ghost power, y'all,
fell from heaven like a shower down.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still, you're in right now.
Smile, smile for me.
Look in the mirror.
You look so much better when you go.
Always remember.
You look so much better when you smile.
Come on. Power, y'all.
Down from
came down from heaven. Hardship, difficulty,
right now.
Tears, storm. This is what I do.
I smile.
Woo.
Even though I can see, I smile.
Boy, that feels good.
I know God is working, so I smile.
All things are working.
Even though I'm in it for a while.
Still,
I smile.
Hey.
Smile.
Hallelujah.
You know how to look up when you're down.
I know it's hard right now. Because you're a winner.
You look so much better when you smile.
You look better.
Don't smile. Oh, oh, oh.
Dallas.
You look so much better when you smile.
New Orleans.
You look so much better when you smile.
Come on.
Oh, oh.
Cleveland.
You look so much better when you smile.
Detroit.
You look so much better when
yeah.
you smile.
Philly.
You look so much better when you smile.
Jersey.
You to be happy, but then you gotta have something happen. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. Smile.
Let the kings worship the Lord. Let me hear your word to worship. Let me hear your word to worship. Y'all talk to him. Come.
You come from royalty.
It's an aristocratic.
An aristocratic.
Listen, the goal of the enemy.
The goal of the enemy.
Is to keep you from knowing who you are. But I came to tell you that there's power,
power
when you speak.
To
so be mindful of the words you release. See,
I know
that life has challenged you, but the King in me. Came to speak to the King in you. You were born to rule, and I came to tell you. Let the kings worship him today. Let the kings worship him. Come on, y'all, let's say it one more time.
Aristocratic
dynasty. The number one goal of the enemy is to keep you from knowing who you are. But I came to tell you that there's power when you speak. So be mindful of the word you release. See,
I know
that life has thrown you some curves, but the King in me, the ruler in me came to speak to the ruler in you. You were born to rule, and you need to know that there is a King in you. What has happened? The head has become the tail. The lender has become the borrower. What has happened to you? We speak to you today. Is there no King in you? You cry out like a woman in travail. Is there no King living in you?
Yeah.
through some shit. But I found my inner king. And I came to help you find your inner king. You were born to rule. And you need to know that there is a king. I know that some of you have been molested. I know that some of you have been struggling. I know that some of you have been talked about. I know that some of you have got lower self-esteem. But I came to tell you that there is a king. I know that some of you are struggling with addictions. I know that some of you are struggling with financial issues. I know that some of you don't feel like you're smart. You don't feel like you look good. You don't feel like you got what it takes. But I came to tell you that there's a king in you. I know you don't feel well. I know you don't think you look the part. I know that you don't think you got the skills. But I came to tell you that there is a king in you.
And
if there's a king in you, I want you to stand up and let me know you're out there. Where are the kings tonight? Where are the kings? Forget about what you've been through. You are a king.
Hey.
Let the king rejoice. Let the king rejoice. You are successful. The king is living in you. The word is in you. Praise him because
there is a king.
You will make it. You are forever a lender, never a borrower. You are forever above, never beneath. You are forever the head, never the tail.
A king is in you.
Let the past go. Look toward the future. The best is still yet to come for you. There is a king in you.
Let the ruler
rule. I know you've been through. I know you've been through. But there is a king. Embrace your king in it.
There is a king.
Hey, hey. Y'all, embrace your king, everybody. Over here, embrace your king. Embrace your.
There is a king.
Embrace your king. Embrace your king. Out there, embrace your king. There is a king. There is a king.
There is a king.
I know that life has made you feel bad about yourself. I know that some of the things you've been through has made you feel bad about yourself. But you need to know that there is a ruler in you. There is what has happened. The enemy has tricked you and made you feel like that you are beneath. He's tricked you and made you feel like that you are a borrower and never will be a lender. But Donald Lawrence came to tell you that there is a king in you. There is a king in you. There is a king in you. I can't stress it enough. There is a king living in you. Rule, ruler, rule. Speak, king, speak. Stand, king, stand. Take control, king, take control. Rule, rule, rule. You have dominion. There's a king living in you.
There is a king in you. Boy, I tell you, every time I hear that song, I can hear the anointing. I can feel the anointing. And it is an encouraging song. There is a king in you. And sometimes the enemy, according to John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. See, the devil don't want you to know what God has in you. You know, when you're going through dark valleys, it'll cause you to feel like, you know, ain't nothing going to never happen for me. It's going to be like this all the time. No, it's not. You get the king living in you, and the king has power. He got the authority to speak to those things that is causing you not to match up and which he wants you to match up with. And you know what that is? Your identity. Sometimes when you go through things, the enemy try to hinder your identity. There is a king in you. I hope you was encouraged by that song by Darryl Lawrence, "There Is a King in You." And I pray as you leave this radio station today that you would be encouraged, that wherever you at spiritually, you would rise to another level in him. And you know what? You might not be going through anything, but you just need some, you need to grow closer to God. Well, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer. The telephone number is 803-317-4457. And let me just remind you, any time that you ever been inspired by the messages and the songs that we play here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, give me a call and let's other people hear the testimony. That telephone number where you can call into the studio live is 516-666-9901. And I'll be glad to hear that testimony, and everybody that's listening will be able to hear the testimony of how God has blessed you and have encouraged you by listening to this radio show. Well, it's almost time for me to get out of here, and I want to thank God for every one of you that tune in to us on a regular basis. Let me send a very special shout out again to those that listen to us out of the United States. Thank you for listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan radio show. And those are in the United States, we appreciate you also. Spread the word. You know, you find somebody that's discouraged, tell them to tune in to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. You never know, they might listen and God might set them free. They might receive the Lord Jesus Christ as a Lord and Savior. That message, that song would encourage them to go on even more and to know that God is here to bring them out of that problem and situation.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People go.
People
go.
Your life has been out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused. But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
'Cause
God is
in control,
God.
Y'all.
Heart.
I know that all things are working for my good. Yeah, she's intentional, never failing. All things are
working for my good.
Cause she's intentional. Hey, and it's never failing. All things are working for my good.
Together for our good. You know, when you're going through, sometimes you don't feel like things are working for your good, but God says all things are working for your good. Well, my time is almost up here, and I want to thank you again for listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. Don't forget to join me tomorrow at 10 a.m. in the morning as we play quartet music. And Sunday morning at 8 o'clock for our worship and praise music. And of course, my inspirational message that I will be ministering on Saturday and Sunday. Well, may God bless you. I pray that you have a blessed evening, and I'll see you tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
We are victorious. We are victorious. Nothing can conquer us. We are victorious.
Makes me win.
Yeah.
So that means I am
victorious.